CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, writing in American Greatness about French history and American history. Victor, you mentioned the border and much talk about the people who are ready to come across the border in some fashion once Title 42 ends. But I have this from Chief Raul Ortiz, his Twitter feed. He's the head of the U.S. Border Patrol. 1 week of apprehensions along the border. It is shocking to read the scale of this. This is 1 week in early May. $714,000 of cash, 101 pounds of cocaine, 1,050 pounds of marijuana, 2,721 pounds of meth, 138 pounds of fentanyl, 16 firearms, 6 sex offenders, and 7 gang members. That's not about people, Victor. That's a border that is allowing the cartels to dominate the United States of America. That not only we do not have a country, we're inviting in poison and recklessness that we know for one of those, the fentanyl, killed more than 100,000 Americans last year. And the Biden administration has no better answer than to say, we're working on it. What is their response to these drugs, Victor?
Well, I think it's a mistake to think they don't have a response or they're not prepared. I've heard that. But I think the real idea is that they came in with a closed border that was closed in 2019 for the first time in years. And the first thing they did was get rid of the wall, get rid of refugee status. You had to apply in a different country. The partnership with Mexico, they got back catch and release. And we had 6.5 million entries. And they considered that success. They feel that the more people who swarm that border, underprivileged, without a high school diploma, without capital, without sophisticated working skills, without fluency in the English language, not diverse, nor in numbers so huge we cannot assimilate them easily or integrating them easily. They feel that that's a huge constituency. And then as California went blue and New Mexico and Colorado and Nevada and maybe Arizona, and they hope Texas, that it's a powerful electoral too. Now, they call that demography is destiny. That's a title of a subtitle or title of books as diverse as Lonnie Davis to John Judas. They were bragging about changing the new demography. When a conservative says it, then all of a sudden it's a racist great replacement theory idea. But it's the poison, their policy.
Victor, what about the poison? I read through the list.
That's collateral damage the way they look at it, John. They just think, you know what? The greater good is we're bringing in millions of people from poor areas that are going to have immediately enormous needs in health, education, housing, food. We're going to have entitlement requirements. We're going to have to grow the government. They're going to have complaints, and they're going to have writs, and they're going to have grievances against this new country, and they're going to feed the entire Jacobin project, because otherwise we don't have a protocol or an agenda that appeals to 51% of the people.
Can we agree that that's not common sense, that the Jacobins have gone too far again?
They feel there's a logic. They feel we don't have a Jacobin agenda that people want. So we either have to do one or two things or both. Control the institutions, the media, the universities, entertainment, Hollywood, the corporate boardroom, and bring in a new demography.
Right.
And there's 45 million people now, the largest in history, that were not born in the United States, that are residents.
Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, writing about the late 18th century in France, the Jacobins, and the early 21st century in America. Surprising parallels. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.